Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and today on Glorious Living, we're going to be talking about fulfilling the dream that God has placed upon your heart. So I am so glad you're joining me today. You know, this is going to be a special time in Studio C, and I'm so glad Chrissy's here joining me again as well.
Yes, ma'am. Always so fun in Studio C to talk about fulfilling your dreams and living the glorious life that God intended us to live.
That's so good. You know, years ago, the Lord gave me a sermon that was called Beware of the Dream Killers.
In fact, I love it.
It's a chapter in one of my books, and mm-hmm. it just always is so real to me about how important dreams are, that because God told my husband years ago that dreams have no expiration date.
That's so true.
And I've kind of used that same phrase as well. I think I've taken ownership of it,
but you know, you can. Y'all are one.
Yeah, but God has placed the dreams in our hearts, and it's important that we stay with it and believe Him, because God wants to do great things in your life today.
Amen. And that's what we do here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries. We want to see your dream fulfilled. We want your faith to be strong and mighty. And here's an awesome testimony of someone who's watching JDM faithfully and seeing that strength and faith grow. It says, "I'm so glad I started tuning in to Jesse Duplantis Ministries. I now realize that I'm supposed to be blessed in every area of my life. To God be the glory. The Lord always put you in the right place at the right time. Thank God for JDM." Well, we thank God for you. Mm-hmm. We're so thankful that you wrote in. And I know that people watching today, they're going to be inspired.
That's so true. And today we have a very special guest. So excited to welcome Deanna Jackson to the program. Deanna is an editor in our television department and creates quality ministry content in order to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. And Deanna is also an Emmy Award-winning video editor and an award-winning producer that is passionate about showcasing her talents all for the glory of God. She and her husband, Martin, have been married for over 4 years and have a precious baby girl, Danny. And Deanna is here today to share about her journey through broadcast media and how God will always lead and guide you in His perfect path. Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you for having me.
So good to see you here. Look, you're not behind the scenes. You're on
the
couch with us.
Yes, we've been wanting to get you on that couch for so long.
Yes.
She is such a beautiful person.
Thank you.
I know you were here with the ministry many years ago. You went away and you worked at one of the local television stations. Mm-hmm. And then you had your baby and you came back. And it's wonderful to give other people here an opportunity to hear what God has been doing in your life all these years.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. And God has been leading my life these past few years, all my life, matter of fact, I'm mm-hmm. saying these past few years, but yeah. He's been leading my life throughout my life because I had a praying mom and a praying dad that made sure I followed my dreams and keep God first in following those dreams.
Yeah, it's so important to have people in our life that will speak life to our dreams. You know, so often we're surrounded by people who want to be critical of our dreams.
Yes.
And, you know, I found out sometimes you can't share your dream with just anybody.
Oh, that's right.
But you know, your mama loves you.
Yes.
She always wants the best for you and your daddy. So you had a great start in life.
Yes. I was talking to Chrissy about where it all began. And just as a child, my sister and I, we would pretend we were on a radio.
Oh,
yeah.
And, you know, just for fun, you know, nothing like, oh, you know, this is serious. This is what I want to do. It was just for fun. And so when it came time for me to go to college, I wasn't sure what I wanted to major in. I wanted to major in makeup. Or I wanted to study makeup and do Broadway makeup, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So I was leaving graduation rehearsal one day, and I was just dehydrated. And I didn't know. I was just like, you know, anxiety from graduating.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's
just
a
getting
stressful
prepared.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was on Airport Road. I remember that day. I was on Airport Road with my friend. And I was like, I just don't feel good. I have a really bad headache. Something's wrong. And so we pulled over and we called 911 because, you know, I started breathing kind of heavy. And three fire trucks. I don't know why I remember three fire trucks and an ambulance showed up.
Wow.
And just to give me a cup of water.
Hey, we got to make sure, right? There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. And so when I finally, like, you know, felt well enough, I told the firefighter, thank you. And he's like, oh, my God, you have such a special voice. Like, it's, you know, kind of strong. You ever thought about going into broadcast? And I'm like, no. Because I never thought about broadcast, but, you know, well, except my dad would make us watch the news every day.
At 5 o'clock,
wow.
Every TV had to be on the news. Uh-huh. So, it, you know, something that, you know, I've thought of, but not really. So I had already declared my major as business, but I didn't want to go to school for business. It was just a thing that I guess you had to do.
It's one of those generic, majors.
Shout out to everybody that's in business, but it just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
So I went and changed my major to broadcast journalism. And I was like, you know, we'll see what happens. And, you know, the first couple of years, you're not really in your courses for broadcast. You're like taking like little things here and there. But as the years went by, once I got more into my major, I was like, okay, I think I like this. But I'm like, I'm not really made for the front of the camera. And so...
Yeah, I know that because we've been trying to get you in front for
wait, guess what?
A couple
it
of years
happened.
Now.
It
yeah.
And so I learned how I was given a chance to produce behind the scenes. And I was like, oh, this is fun. Like, you know, you're controlling everything. You're saying this is how the show is going to go, you know. And I was like, okay, I think I like this. And so, like, you know, just throughout college, I did like a little videography work and just radio there. And, you know, so I told God my plan. I said, okay, I'm going to go through with this. This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to go into radio. I want to start my family. And then I want to go into television production. I want to work behind the scenes because I want to know how everything goes. Yeah. And then maybe I'll have my own show one day. But I was like, I want to know how to run it. I wanted to know every aspect of it. Because, you know, I watch Oprah and different things. But I'm like, I want to know behind the scenes. So
well,
I
it's fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, people that are watching, they just see here what's here on the pretty set, which was an ordeal to get this whole thing together, get it built, get it decorated, and do all the things that we do. But behind the scenes is so complex.
Yes.
And I really respect what you do. And I know that you here at the ministry now, you've helped us out even in the engineering era, which is even a deeper
level
of
yeah.
broadcasting. You're
yes,
always ma'am. Growing over here at JDM. We,
yes, ma'am.
We find out what gifts and talents you have, and we suck it out of you.
That's right.
I guess
that is so
put it
true.
To work. But I think God does that.
Yes, He does.
And there are gifts in you even right now, Deanna, that you probably don't even know about.
That's right.
Even deeper things that God's going to bring you to, new creative ideas. I just sense that by the Spirit as we're talking. God has someone that he can impart ideas that will capture the hearts of people so that he can communicate yes. the goodness of the gospel.
Amen. That's so good.
So I so appreciate what you do.
Thank you. And I received that.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, and just to hear, too, that you were a little girl. Here you are having, like, radio voices, doing that with your sister. I was with my sister. We pretend we were on, oh, what's that, the Home Shopping Network. So we would sell things. Oh, and it's just so beautiful. And the makeup looks great. But it's in you. It's fun how God, it's just awesome to see how
yeah,
God,
never,
even at that time.
I never practiced that.
You
I never
did,
played that.
You got to try, Miss
no,
Kathy.
No, what I did, I was a school teacher.
Yeah, that's right.
We played school.
I played that too.
Yeah.
I like to talk growing up.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. I know I'm like more quiet now, but I used to love to talk.
But even then, God knew and He planted that in you then so that you would could grow and find out what you're good at. I know you're an award winner. You're an award winner.
Yes.
And that's just so exciting because that's one of the top awards, an Emmy, correct? That's like
yes. So the Emmy I have is a regional Emmy. It's still good for the area. Like they take a few well, not a few. They take there are stations in the area, mm-hmm. and you submit your award, your work for mm-hmm. an award. And that year, I was nominated for two awards. And I wasn't sure if I was going to win, but sure enough, I won one of the
so
awards.
So is it regional, like in South Louisiana, or several states?
Several states.
Several states.
It's in
like
the Suncoast,
Suncoast,
correct?
Suncoast, so
yeah.
Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana.
Yeah, that's a
that's
lot
awesome.
Of competition.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Congratulations.
And thank you.
Emmy
is there actually a physical...
yes, ma'am. Yes,
well,
ma'am.
We got to get a picture of that so
yeah,
everybody
we
can
do.
What
we
that
have
is.
To see.
We'll pop it in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Later. They'll do it later.
Yeah, it was an honor to receive that award because I love what I do, and it's not for award, it's not for recognition. Even though it's great to be recognized,
yes.
it's just when you have a passion for what you do, and I love helping people, mm-hmm. I love serving my community, I love working here with Serving the Road, you know, and that's one thing I love about this ministry is that whatever, like anything I do, whether it's commercial spots or just keep seeing a show or just sitting here in Studio C, I'm reaching people and I'm changing lives.
I love it.
With you guys, you know,
yes.
and that excites me, you know.
Yeah.
The awards are great, you know. It's nice to go back and look at them and say,
yeah.
I did that, but...
It. Well, it's good that you're self-motivated. You want to do the best, and it's okay to submit it. I think it was wonderful that you did that mm-hmm. because it gets recognition and people are listening. Maybe friends that you had in your previous places that you worked are watching
yeah.
this program now, and maybe
yeah.
some of them are hearing the gospel for the first time.
Could
so
be.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I mean, it may not be the first time because one thing... I did when I left here and went to the news, I shared his word. I prayed with some of my coworkers.
Of course.
You know, one of my coworkers was like, we need to pray over our workplace. I'm like, I pray every day when I walk in that door. You know, because you never know what's coming against you. Not saying like, you know, like this is a ministry. We know God is here. Not saying that God is not in a news studio either, but he's everywhere. But we have to remember to keep him first when we're going to do our jobs. Like, whether he's there or not, we got to keep him with us and take him in and, okay, Lord, lead me to give the people the right information today. Lead me to place the right stories in the newscast today. Lead me to edit this package how it should be edited. Lead me to edit this commercial how it should be edited. I want my work to change someone's life.
Amen.
And that's what it's about for me.
And then he gets all the glory for it.
Amen.
You know, that's what we're called to do, to let him shine.
Amen.
That's what we do here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Do. We I'll let the good light of the glorious gospel out to everyone. I get so excited when I read the comments and they're from Canada or Australia or Uganda, wherever you're tuning in from, it's the truth. And it's so awesome to see that the Lord actually brought you back. So you were in the news and then he brought you back here. You're raising your beautiful daughter.
Oh, now she's doing the good news.
Yeah, the good news.
I say that all that news is bad, but the good news is another whole level.
Yeah,
you do know you've been promoted.
Yeah. I love that. Ma'am. That's great.
Yeah, news is important, but yeah, the good news is really important.
It's eternity. That is eternity when you think about it like that.
I remember getting a text, I think it was just last week, some spot or something that had to be approved. I actually think it was a spot for one of the speakers we have coming into the church, and I got it from your supervisor, and I said, oh, that was great. I loved it. She says, Deanna did that.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're proud of the work that you do, and I know that you have a great team of people here at the ministry. I just love seeing the interaction between the team. Behind the scenes, you don't see it, but it's important because if there's strife in any part of the ministry, not, you know, behind the camera, in another department where they're taking phone calls or sending out products, it does affect the whole team, and the enemy is always at work to try to separate and divide, but God wants us to be sensitive to him and trust him. And like you, that's why you prayed. Even if you work in a secular company, the way Deanna did that, you pray for whatever job that you're entrusted with, you should be doing it the best that you can. And the only way that you can do it the best you can is you let God help you.
Yes.
This is what you did.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something my mom just, you know, kept with me, just pray before anything. I can always just hear a voice, Deanna, pray. Deanna, pray. Like, I'm like, Mom, like, I'm not having the best day. Deanna, pray. And, like, even though she's no longer here, that voice is still in my mind. Like, I told my sister, hey, what Mom will say, Deanna, pray. Deanna, pray. You know, that was something that just stuck with me.
Yeah.
And I just keep it with me now, you know, in my life.
That's wonderful advice. And I know that's the advice you're going to give your daughter
as well. Yes, ma'am.
How old is she now?
She's one. She'll be two in November.
I know, she's so precious, too.
Yes,
oh, my gosh.
She's a light. Uh-huh. I should have named her Joy because she brought so much joy when she came. And, you know, it was just like a sad time because I lost my mom
at
2 weeks.
That same time.
Right after. Yeah, right after I had her, I had lost my mom. And she just brought so much joy, just a smile on her face, even though she was so little bitty. I'm like, oh, I have a video of like, oh, she's smiling at me.
Yeah.
And she didn't know what a smile was. She didn't know what was going on, but she knew mommy and she smiled.
People say that, but I think they do. I love seeing a baby smile, get the giggle or whatever, the little coos they make.
It's so innocent and beautiful.
Yeah,
it really
so great.
Is.
I love that. And so I know that you put her, when you come in early for on a Sunday morning to get everything ready for church, you bring her to Children's Church, and she gets to play there. And
she loves it. She loves Pastor Melissa. She cried the first few times, but Pastor Melissa just has that warm spirit, and Danny takes it so well. And she's like, she's okay, you know, and Danny just runs to give Pastor Melissa and her daughter a big hug.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it was wonderful, like you just telling me that. Like, that was like a relief because my mom and dad made sure we stay in church growing up. And I was like, you know, I want my daughter to be in church. Yeah, she's young, but then I saw that Children's Church was from 3 months to, I can't think of the how old you, like 3 months and up. And I was like, oh, Danny can probably come on days where I'm not working. But then, you came up to me and you said, hey, she can come early with you. And I was like, that's awesome.
Right, because I know that we usually have a time where people can check in, but there's a lot of workers that have children. So we started it a little earlier for those that work, whether they volunteer or work here in the ministry. So I remember asking you that day, and I said, well, because you were saying how much she loves it. Yes. When she does come, I said, well, you can bring her early when you come in to work early.
Yes, and it's just perfect. Mm-hmm. And she loves coming. She loves looking in the control room to see what mommy do. And then we go through the studio. I'm like, this is where mommy works. And she go have a good time at Children's Church. And the volunteers are so helpful and so sweet and kind and patient with her. And I love that.
It really is a calling, you know, working here at the ministry. And everybody, like Miss Kathy was saying, has their gifts and their talents to bring to the Lord. And it's just awesome to see how, even in the newsroom when you were there, how you brought the light of Jesus into those newsrooms. Because I know it can be stressful hearing some of those reports. Yeah. But that you were always there, you know, building people up in their faith, just shining the light of Christ that's in you. Now that you're here, and I know there's people watching, they're in different seasons of their life as well. So what would you say to those watching who may seem like, man, I'm not seeing that dream being fulfilled, or I'm not really getting recognized from my work, and this might be for all for nothing? What would you say to that, to them?
I would say keep God first and never give up on your dreams. Just like Pastor Kathy and Brother Jesse say all the time, dreams have no expiration date. And also, check yourself, because God may be putting a new dream inside of you. Mm-hmm. I remember when I got out of news, I was like, am I letting my dream go?
Yeah.
But God knew my dream was to also be a mom and to be a wife. And I wasn't letting my dream go by coming back here at all. Like, I was able to continue my dream here.
Yes.
I came back and I'm like on a whole nother level as an editor here. Not saying I wasn't growing there, but I'm learning something new. Mm-hmm. And with every season in my life, I've learned something new.
Yes.
And you just have to continue following those dreams and just keep God first. That's it. Like, there's no other formula. There's nothing else. God first. And everything else will fall into place. And I stand on that.
Yeah.
Because, I'm like, when I left here, I wasn't sure. I was like, okay, God, I love what I do here. I love my team. He's like, okay, I'm ready for you to go into the next chapter, because there's some things you need to learn.
Yeah.
I learned some things there.
So you were at JDM for a few years,
I was here for 7 years.
7 years. And then you went to the broadcast in the... broadcast news in local New Orleans area, right?
I was there for 4.5 years, I believe.
4.5 years.
And then I came back here, and I've been here for a year and a half now, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yes, a year and a half.
Wonderful. Yeah, so it makes a difference. And so you're really continuing the dream.
Yes.
You know, I found that, you know, God places dreams within our heart. He knows what we're good at. He knows the gifts He's deposited within us. Mm-hmm. And when we follow our heart, it's really following His dream, the dream that He's placed in our heart. And I know that they're probably dreams that God has placed in your heart. And you're just wondering, how do I even tap into that? Well, when you spend time like talking, listen to what we're talking about today, Deanna, following examples of others that had a dream in their heart, recognized it, and went for it. She took the training. She went to school. You do the hard things, and you stick with it. You don't give up, and you just keep pressing forward. You know, there was a man in the Bible called Abraham who God spoke to his heart, and he was 75 years old at the time. And he left his country and started a new journey. So it really doesn't matter how old you are.
That's right.
And maybe you've had a dream when you were younger, and maybe you've gotten discouraged or gotten off track. God is ready to breathe mouth-to-mouth resuscitation into that dream, because like Deanna was repeating a statement God has put on our hearts here at the ministry, the dream has no expiration date.
That's
God
right.
will not give up on it, so you should not give up on it.
Hallelujah.
The same way for Abraham, he had to do the Abraham thing is what I call it.
Yeah.
Anytime I start something new, I always use that phrase, I'm going to do the Abraham thing. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk it out.
Yeah,
I'm going to walk the length and the breadth of it, and then open my eyes, because God told Abraham, look up at the sky. Can you count the stars? Count the stars. If you could count them all, you'd see how big my dream is.
Praise
count
God.
The sand. You couldn't count the sand, little grains of sand.
Right.
God's dreams are not only, they have no expiration date, they're big.
Mm-hmm.
God has big dreams that He wants to place in our heart. And you may not think it looks big to you, but to God it's big if you're obedient to follow His voice.
Ooh,
isn't that true?
Yes.
Everything we do, it's like a puzzle, a mosaic. Or tapestry, if you want to think about it. We all have our part that we play in it. And I think that your dream is stirring up other people to step out into that something unknown and just go for it, even though maybe they had a separate, a different plan years ago. You know, maybe when they're in school, thinking about where am I going to go? In fact, a lot of kids are at that stage a lot of times. Yep. They're not sure. They always ask the question, what you going to be when you grow up? We don't know.
No. Right.
You know what we need to be asking our children? What do you want? What do you think God would like you to do when you grow up?
That's a beautiful
and
way
then when
to
you
it.
Have the kids start thinking in that direction, they're really going in the right place. Right. And God can reveal a step-by-step plan to their His plan for their life, a dream that is beyond what you could ever ask or think.
Oh, I love wonderful that. Yes, yes, ma'am. It's so good.
And just also knowing you can't put an age limit on things. You know, don't even think about your age. Like, I didn't get married until I was in my 30s, and I had my daughter in my 30s. And it's not too late. You know, God is going to have you right in that right place at the right time. And, you know, I'm able to be a great wife. I'm able to be a great mother and a great worker here. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit more knowledge in my 30s. So, you know, so I think that everything happened in the right season and for the right reason.
Yeah, my daughter had my grandchild, her first and only child, in her 30s, late mid-30s, I think. I said, I was so much, she was so much wiser than me because I had her, I was just barely, I think I was 19, and I bumped her head on everything.
Wow.
I'm walking around, I didn't know nothing about, I never even babysat.
Well, I was 33.
She was like a
guinea
pig for me.
She was. I mean, you know this story, Miss Kathy. I was 33 and never changed a diaper before in my life.
No.
I put on the diaper wrong in the hospital the first time I changed her. But I'm a pro now. Believe me, I got plenty of practice.
But you had a dream of having a baby at some point.
I did.
We told that story on the broadcast, on this program one time.
Ma'am.
Such a blessing to see that God has multiple things that He can fulfill in our lives.
That's
like you have more than one dream going. You got your career dream, you got your household dream, your child, your husband.
Yes.
All these things coming to pass
because
you didn't give up.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
And it's like God knows our heart. And the moment He put on my heart, like I was like, I think I want a baby. A few months later, I was pregnant. And He knew my heart. Like, and you know, growing up, I didn't think I would be a mom. I'm like, I don't know. It's not really me. You know, I was young and kind of selfish. And once I got older, I was like, okay, I think I want one of my own. And sure enough, God said, okay, it's time. Like my house was flooded and we just moved back. Well, it was flooded during Ida. And we just moved back in. And so He was like, okay, don't get the house too filled because I got to get that baby room together, you know. And I was pregnant with with my daughter, and my mom was able to be with me during my pregnancy. She was able to meet my daughter, too, so I thank God for that.
Yes.
So,
beautiful.
Yeah, it was just every season, just it's the perfect season of it. Just everything happened in its right season.
That's right.
And I just had to just be patient with God and trust Him, and that's one thing I'm still learning to this day is just to trust Him through every season. Because I don't know, like, I'm like, okay, maybe I'm doing something wrong. Or maybe I should be doing this instead. Or maybe I should be doing that. And He's like, no, be patient. I'm going to lead you down the right path. But you have to trust me. And
that's
it seemed like the more I started trusting Him, everything just went a little bit more smoother than any other time that I try to do it myself.
Yeah, and each time that you're obedient to do what God tells you to do and you have that track record to look back on, it's easier to be obedient. Isn't it easier to trust Him that next time because you've learned from things? At least it should be because it's an experience that you have to rely upon. Our God is real.
Yes.
He can be trusted no matter how difficult the situation looks or impossible. If He said that He wants you to do it, you step out and do it.
Amen.
And He's going to give you all the gifts. In fact, He's going to supply the resources.
Yep.
Maybe it's the financing that you're concerned about. Maybe it's where do you go, what step you take. We serve a God who is well able to lead and guide His children. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of the wicked one they will not follow.
Yeah.
So if you trust God and He's the Lord of your life, you can rely upon Him to guide you in every step along the way towards the dream that you have on your heart today. I think it's so important that we're talking about dream fulfillment because a lot of people are in that stage, I think, that are watching us today, or maybe they are remembering a dream that was fulfilled in the past and they've given up on a dream that's ahead of them. And so today, I believe you're getting stirred up by faith to go back and brush off that dream, get back into the Word of God, pray in the Holy Spirit about it. Let God show you that next step and show you what He has in mind for you. He can blow you, basically give you such a an excitement and a new passion for it that better than you ever had before.
Amen. Amen. Oh, that's so yes. true. It's I absolutely love that. So true.
In fact, because we've been talking, let's just pray for those that are watching yes, today, because Lord I just God. Sense that they're getting ignited, reignited yes. in their heart. Father, I thank you for every person that is viewing this program today. Lord, I thank you that we've been called by you to speak about these dreams yes, because there are God. People that need to see their dreams fulfilled. Lord, I thank you that it's never too late to see every dream come yes, to pass. God. And Lord, we speak the word of God to them that there's nothing that's impossible with you. All things are possible to those that believe. Yes. And Lord, we send the word to them, a word of encouragement, a word of strength, a word of peace. And Lord, I thank you that you can lead and guide them by your Spirit. Lord, I thank you that they're trusting you today with their life and with the dream that you have placed on their heart today. We say this to pray this to the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was a powerful Amen. Prayer, Miss Kathy.
I love it when we get a chance. You know, we don't yeah. do that every program, but as we feel led to do that, we do that. And it's so good. And I love it when you give us a testimony, send yeah. a comment, let us know that you stayed and prayed in agreement with us. And let us know what your dream is. We want to yeah. pray with you and see it come to pass.
Yeah, I mean, that's our theme for this year is give God a job and that's give so God good. Your dream. You know,
that's
give
right.
him your vision. Let him do all of it. Let him work through you. And as you take step by step, like Miss Kathy was saying, that obedience, as you begin to take each step, he's going to show more of that plan and your dreams will come to pass. And we want to hear it, like Miss Kathy said. So that's type right. it down. Team JDM is ready to agree with you. We want to rejoice when you see it come to pass.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? All of this is possible because of our wonderful partners. And partners, if you're watching today, we want to hear your dream. We also want to thank you for helping us to do everything that we do, all the different programs, the traveling, the broadcast mm-hmm. TV, all the things that we do. It's all because of you and all of us working together. It's a team. Mm-hmm. So thank you, partners, for being a part of it. And if you're not a partner, you can become one. You can go to JDM.org or use PayPal, use Text to Give. There's select giving on the JDM app where you can mail in your donation. All of that information is on the screen. You go on our website, check us out, see what we're all about. Maybe you're new to the program and you've never seen this before. We have a wealth of content on our JDM app that you can be blessed and encouraged by. Go back and look for those dream messages and let the Lord speak to your heart and really let it explode within you, actually. Yeah. That's what God does. He ignites our hearts. And I like to say we get together with people of like precious mm-hmm. faith, and our faith ignites the faith in the other one, mm-hmm. and we all go to a higher level.
Yes.
No, I know I'm a little higher after this episode. You know, I just want to say, Deanna, that it's a pleasure working with you. And I know Danny's a little bit older than Sophia, right? But when I was going through my pregnancy and you just had Danny, you helped me so tremendously just being a working mom, a light in this place. So thank you so much for just being a sister in Christ to me.
And thank you for being a sister in Christ.
You're awesome.
And thank you for being a sister in Christ also. And just a great boss. And you and boss are great to us. That's one thing I can say. Y'all are real people. Mm-hmm. Y'all are just sweet, and what you see is what you get. This is not fake here,
know. Yeah, it's real.
Y'all bless us. Y'all care about us. Y'all pray for us, yeah. and we feel it.
Oh yes.
And I just thank you just for being great, and thank you, Chrissy, for what you do. Thank y'all for having Studio C and Glorious Living,
yeah,
and just showcasing how God is just changing
and
lives.
Thank you, Deanna, for coming back from behind the camera, sitting here so people can see that dreams do come to pass.
Yeah.
Dreams do get fulfilled. Just don't give up on your dream.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
That's an encouragement.
That's so wonderful.
Love it.
Thank you today for watching. I know that your dream has been started, stirred up, and that you're on fire for what God is calling you to do next. I hope you'll join me next week for another Glorious Living right here in Studio C. Bye-bye. You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.